By the way, just another quick boo here. I don't want to take over your guys' feeds with audio boos for me, so I'm not going to, like, sit here and just do boo after boo. But I did want to quickly talk about the audio description when Dwayne and I went and saw Star Trek Into Darkness. We went to the, was it the Cinemark Theater?
Yep.
Yeah, the Cinemark Theater in Melrose Park. They actually have audio description equipment there at the theater. So I was all excited about that. I was like, oh, cool. I get to see Star Trek with description. First movie I've ever seen with descriptive video in the theater. So I asked for the equipment, and they gave it to me, and we went and got our food, and I noticed, hey, I can hear the end of the movie in my headset. They must be finishing up that movie right now for the previous group, and then they're going to show it again for us. But I said, I noticed they're not reading the description of the credits. I thought, well, maybe the credits don't have description, or maybe they're past the part that needs reading. I don't know. So I didn't think anything of it. We went and we got our food. We ate some of it and then carried the rest of it to the theater. We sat down. The movie started. I said, hey, wait a minute. I'm not hearing any description. Well, it's the trailers. Maybe there's no description in the trailers. Okay. So I waited until the movie started. And, you know, Star Trek Into Darkness, I don't want to give away any spoilers, but basically the movie just starts right off the bat with action. You know, it's not like there's a long opening sequence where I could go, ah, crap, it's not describing, and I could just leave, go back and get one that works. So I waited until there was kind of a dead spot after the first action scene, and I ran to the ticket window, and they said, it's not describing, can you switch it? So they changed the channel. And then I put the headset on, thinking, well, good, I'll listen to what I'm going to miss as I'm walking back. And then I hopefully I won't have missed much. And I didn't hear anything. Uh-oh. Then I walked into the theater, and then I heard a description. I'm like, wait a minute. Oh, no. I sat down, and they continued to describe the movie, but there was no audio from the movie in my headset. So I was really disappointed because I had to have one earphone on and one earphone off so that I could hear the dialogue of the movie and then hear the description. The only time I had to put the earpieces, both of them on my ears, was during the really high action elements of the movie where there's lots of sound and it was really hard to hear the description. So I'd put both ear cups on my ears and then turn it up kind of loud so I could hear the description during the action. And then I would take it off partway off during the dialogue so I could hear the actual dialogue. But I was very disappointed that the stupid descriptive equipment there didn't have the whole movie mixed into one track. And Dwayne pointed out, he said, you know, that's probably because of piracy, because, you know, there are people who will take recorders and a patch cord in, and they'll record, you know, the audio from the movie. You know, there's just probably people in our community who go and record movies in descriptive audio, and then, you know, if it's all in one track, they just upload the MP3 when they get home. So now they made it harder. You have to, you know, if you wanted to do something like that, you'd have to have a recorder that just had good microphones picking up the audio from the actual movie, and then you'd have to have another one with a patch cord hooked into your descriptive track thingy, and you'd have to sit there and record both and then sync it up when you got home. But it was very disappointing for someone attending the movie because you couldn't hear the dialogue. So next time I go see a descriptive movie, I'm bringing my Aftershocks headphones with me. They're bone conduction. They pass the sound through your cheekbones with vibrations, and they leave your ears open. And so what I'll do is I'll just wear the the headphones, you know, the bone conduction headphones over my cheeks, and then leave my ears open for dialogue, because the equipment has a removable headphones that you can take off, so I could just plug in my own. Well, and plus, those headphones are designed for people who are using it for listening devices, you know, for listening assistance, and probably blocking out the external sound as much as you can, and only feeding you the audio of the movie through the headset is good for someone who's, you know, hard of hearing, because you block out the external stuff and just hear the movie. But it didn't work out so well for description, because I couldn't hear the stuff happening outside of the description. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and stop this and see if I can actually put the title in for this boo. And that was my experience at a descriptive movie. And live long and prosper. We'll talk to you guys later.